Welcome to Movie Cigars and a Brew. This is a special episode. It's what we're going to call He Says, She Says. And with me tonight, giggling sort of uncontrollably, is Amanda. Say hi, Amanda.
Hi.
So we're going to talk about a movie tonight called Boyhood. You can make eye contact with me, Amanda. You're doing good. That's excellent. Excellent. But before we do that, let me just ask you a couple questions, because I get the sense that you and I may sometimes like different movies. Let me ask you a question. What is your absolute favorite movie you've ever seen in your life?
Guardians of the Galaxy, of course.
No. You're not allowed to do that one. No. What's your favorite movie?
I don't have one. I don't have one.
All right. What's the movie you've been at? You pretty much forced. There's probably two at this point that you forced me to see.
Twilight.
And what's the other one? Enchanted. No, it's the one with
The Princess Diaries.
That's it. Yes. These are probably
The Princess Bride.
Wait, you got the wrong one?
I did.
How did you get the wrong one? Princess Bride.
Yeah.
So those are two. Well, so those are two of your favorite movies. Why are there two of your favorite movies? What do you like about them? Now I want to hear. Come on, this is cathartic.
They're completely opposite movies.
But what do you like about each of them? Why are they your favorite movies?
Because they loved each other.
Oh, wow! I can't even make a joke about that one.
No, you can't.
Jesus, I wasn't expecting that answer. Mm-hmm. Wow, I can't even make fun of a myriad of things I could make fun about that.
Because I rendered you speechless?
You did, a little bit. I didn't expect that answer.
How about that?
Okay, did you watch any movies this past year that you liked a lot?
I don't know. It's only been like 20 days in.
No. Last year, 2014, that was a big year. It's a big year for both of us, I think, in general.
I don't know, though.
You didn't see any movies in this past year?
Yeah, but I can't really remember.
You didn't have any that were favorites? I mean, I can tell you immediately what was probably my top movie of last year.
Okay. Good.
Guardians of the Galaxy. You didn't like that movie that much?
No, I did. The first six times.
You didn't. You watched it once, and you knew I was watching it, and then you said, I don't want to watch it.
It was more than once.
You didn't watch it more than
once.
You just knew it was on. You just want to be around it. And you watch like these 80s movies every night. What was it? I mean, I don't even know the stuff.
Top Gun?
Yeah, that's what who
doesn't like Top Gun?
I don't like Top Gun that
except
much.
Except for you.
I don't think. I mean, I just. It was okay. It wasn't great. Mm-hmm. It just really wasn't.
Right.
I mean, why do you like Top Gun so much? Because they were in love?
Because they flew fighter jets.
You didn't like
they
it because of fighter jets.
Yes,
okay, there you go.
Said,
yes.
No, really
they
did.
Played volleyball.
No, I wanted to be in the Air Force. I really did.
Why did you want to be in the Air Force?
Because I wanted to fly a fast jet.
You won't even go on a plane. What are you talking about flying a fast jet?
If I could fly it, I would go.
I think that's
control.
BS.
No, it's not.
Really. I think it's BS. You wanted to be a fighter pilot.
That's my dad. I did.
And you won't even fly like commercial now.
No. But this was way before I had flying problems.
Hmm. You've flown before then?
You really don't pay attention to me.
Oh, maybe.
Many times.
Uh-oh. This is not good because I didn't pay attention. I'm going to have to strike this from the record at some point. I don't want this a part of official record.
Really? Like it's a surprise?
No, because you'll go back and say.
I told you that yesterday. What?
No, seriously, because you'll be like, you know, oh, you remember back when we did
that first thing and you didn't remember?
Guardians
of the Galaxy. I didn't hear what you said.
Hey, my son likes it. He said it the other night, let's go watch Guardians of the Galaxy. He said, that's our thing. Come on, it's a happy movie. It's an awesome movie. It makes me happy. It's the space opera for Marvel. It's in the vein of Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to tell you.
It's a good movie.
But That being said, that's not why we're actually here. We're here to talk about Boyhood. And this was a movie I saw before it came out. I saw it was going to come out, and it was supposed to be... There was a lot of buzz around this particular movie because it was supposed to be sort of game-changing to an extent, you know, because it was... Linkletter, I think, is the director. He, back in 2002, he casted people in a movie that he expected to span a long period of time. It went over 12 years. So incidentally, that's what I was wondering in the movie. How old was the guy at the end? He looked like he was in his 20s. I don't know how old he was when he started. But so 2002, he brings this guy in, this cast, and he has a movie that kind of moves over these 12 years. And I don't know. I think our collective response to it, it was a cool concept, right? I mean, it was kind of cool how they, at each step...
Showed her boobs a lot that you really liked and made her to point out. Because that's pretty much what I took from it.
Oh. Well, I mean, I guess Patricia Arquette... I mean,
was perky.
The great thespian that she was. I did probably the first time that she came in, I said wow, my thought to you was,
you should do what she does.
No, that's not what I said.
I think you said that at one point.
I think what I said was that I want to see how these hold up over the next 10 years. Mm-hmm. And they did pretty good.
And then you said you should do what she does.
Come on, let's be honest. I mean, she did okay over 10 years.
She's okay.
She's like 46 now. She's doing pretty good. 10 years, that'd be right, you know, right in the wheelhouse of where we want to be in 10 years, right?
Right. You're almost there.
No, I'm not. I'm 2 years older than you.
You're almost 46.
I'm 41.
That's closer than I.
And we're what, 39?
I'm 38.
Oh. Hmm. Yeah. And when do you turn 39? Yeah, that's what I thought. That's what I thought. No, but I mean, so setting aside the wow factor in the movie, I guess the thing was is that you take a real chance when you take a 6-year-old or 10-year-old or whoever he was and his annoying sister. And you kind of expand it over time because they may not be good actors when they get older. And there was a part of me that said, yeah, this guy really, he wasn't that great an actor.
No, neither one of them were. Sister wasn't either.
No, they were just, yeah. I mean, didn't you? And I guess even beyond that, and I think this is probably.
She was probably the only good actor.
Who?
Boob Girl.
Patricia Arquette. I want to go on record and say that's Patricia Arquette.
Or boob girl.
She kind of filled out every scene she was in.
She did for you.
Ooh, you were right there with me. You remembered it, but more than I did.
Oh, because you wouldn't let it go.
I don't know. I don't know how this is working out. This is. I gotta.
I'll tell you how it's working out. Do you remember Boys in the Hood?
I never saw that movie.
Okay, it's way better than Boyhood.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, okay, so I guess the thing is it's a cool concept. It's nominated for a bunch of stuff. And to me, I think it's like a gimmick, right? I mean, like the gimmick is these guys all get older in real time. I mean, the only one that didn't seem to get older at all was Ethan Hawke. He just seemed like the same. He grew that.
Combed his hair over awkwardly.
Yeah. That's exactly right. That's exactly what he did. And it was awful.
It was awful.
I mean, it was really awful the way he combed over his hair.
It was pretty
bad. But in terms of looking at the story itself, what they wrote was, I don't know. I mean, what was this about, really? I know, and we don't want to give away the big 5 seconds of grandeur because that was an amazing...
Well done.
I know, but we don't want to give away the only thing that you were kind of waiting around for to some extent. But I didn't really get this movie that much. I don't know what they were. I kind of wonder if he actually had an idea of what he was going for when he started it, And I didn't read anything, but you kind of wonder, did he know where he was going to go to at the end?
In the beginning, no, I don't think so.
Do you think he just had? I wonder. Does he just had an open ended story? Because obviously it was.
I don't think he knew how to finish it. I think he was like, "How do I even end this?" Because it kind of sucks.
I think the whole thing did, didn't you?
It did.
This is what happened. I mean, we started this movie at 10:30 last night, and at some point, it's like 1 at some point last night, and we were like. I wanted to stick with it because I want to see what. Because I'm hoping something happens, and I'm like, how many minutes were in this? And we were both looking on IMDb and stuff. Like, wait a minute, it was 165 minutes, and we're like doing math. It's 15 minutes off 3 hours. How much time did we stop to go to the bathroom and take breaks and whatever?
And hope that someone got eaten by a bear.
Well, yeah, you did say that the only thing I think happens is that somebody gets eaten by a bear at this point. And I said, well, I hope it was the director, because there was, I don't know. I didn't really think it was the most awesome movie ever. But.
You liked Twilight better, didn't you?
Oh, God.
You did. Admit it.
I don't even know if I did.
You did.
No, Twilight is just...
You did.
No, and we haven't really even got to the stage, because I only watched the first one. I've only watched the first one so far. We haven't even gotten to the stage in the Twilight thing where the guy starts taking his shirt off in every one of them, because that's going to happen in the next one, because Mr. I've only seen the first one. Werewolf Boy has got a thing in his contract. I don't know how he didn't have it in the first one, but thereafter, he's going to have to take his shirt off in every movie thereafter. Right? Oh, look at you shaking your head, yes.
You like Twilight better, just admit it.
I like, what's her name? Kristen Stewart, just because she's so awkwardly... I don't know what's something wrong with her, but she's attractive, but she looks like she's handicapped in some way. That's the only thing I could say. She came to the awards one time. She had bruises on her arm. It's
she's anemic.
I don't know. It just seemed weird. She just seems like she had something wrong with her.
Well, so do you.
Obviously, obviously. I'm very. I have tremendously poor judgment.
You live in a glass house.
I've just got some...
You don't throw stones.
Yeah, I'm just telling you. Anyway, Boyhood. I don't know. I
glad it was over.
Yeah, we both were. Yeah. And it was one of those things where I got to get to the end of this because I'm not going to come back and watch it tomorrow.
No, I know, because you turned it off and then...
And I said, we did the math. We did the math. I said, it's... Gotta be, and you know what? It was over in the next 3 minutes.
I know.
And it's like, yeah, it was like a relief that it was over. It was like a release. And the only thing that happened was Boob Girl made a bunch of bad choices in husbands. That's the only thing that happened in this movie. And they made her the hero to some extent, and her ex-husband sort of seemed like a good guy, but they kind of. No, that last scene, they showed him to be a complete ass.
When he didn't have the...
Yes, don't, you can't, no, they made him look like a complete ass.
No, they stuck with the way he was. He was always a good dad. He just...
Yeah, he was a talker. No, he was a talker. He was a talker.
No, he did stuff.
He was an Obama supporter. You could go that way.
I don't like that part, but he did stuff.
See, I knew you'd get that, because I'm more liberal than she is. That's the other thing, you don't know yet. She's more hardline.
No, not. It's Obama.
Huh? All
right, let's just not even talk about that.
I don't know. I'm just saying. That. I'm just saying.
Let's not talk about that. It's
bad. Anyway, I'm just saying. You know.
Steal the McCain sign and it would have been reverse with me.
Yeah, I know. Trust me, I know what would have happened with you. I know. I get it.
Moving along.
I know. But I still think they showed him like an ass in the end.
I don't think, no, they didn't.
And then we don't want to give stuff. This is one of those movies. I don't think you're giving anything away in it. There's nothing to give away.
I think he lived in the moment. And I think that's what he was true to the whole time. He wasn't the most responsible guy, but he lived in the moment.
He got more responsible. I mean, he married like a Bible banging girl. Her family was all that. That was all her family. That whole thing. Yeah, they were. I'm not criticizing. Hey, look. I love the new lease on life when you change things up. Right?
I mean, they had a cute little baby.
Yeah.
They were happy.
I did. They were, but. It's fine, but I just still think that they gave him a little bit of slam. The only one that they really shown to be great was the mom, right? I mean, she was like the matriarch. Yeah, she so was she just the
derelict husbands every time. So
but then even she was disconnected. She was disconnected because she was driven by doing driven things. And was she really a great mom? There's a question. See, there's the how do you be
The dad did more with him than she did.
So he was, even though he was only there partially, he was
more active in their lives, it seems. That's the way they portrayed it.
So what matters at the end of the day? And, you know, and here's the thing. What's kind of interesting, I still honestly believe we're not giving anything away by saying this. So her big drive was to be successful, and she drove herself to be house poor to some extent. She was with douchebags at different points. She had the big house, and she had a house that she worked for with the guy that was
the military guy.
Yeah, he was a corrections. He ended up being a military guy that turned into corrections. He worked in corrections, but she was house poor with him. And then after her kids left, she realized it was just a big empty fucking house, and she lived in almost a motel. I mean, it was an apartment, but she downsized to where she was living by herself in an apartment, and she's saying, "My life is like over." And he's like, "Well, you just skipped 40 years, right, Ma?" You know,
she was talking about her funeral,
right? But I mean, she's just seeing that all the things that she thought was important
weren't,
and her husband, free living Willie. That didn't pay for shit and was a part-time guy, lived in the moment. Right. And he, you know, maybe we just sort of figured some shit out with this movie.
No, I tried to say that before, but you said he was a derelict.
But okay, no, but wait, but to me, maybe that's the point of the movie. Maybe we just figured out what was the point of the movie. The guy that was the sort of part-time guy that played the guitar and sang with his, you know, and kind of went along happy and doing the happy things. And his mom, who kept making these bad choices in life. Okay, I'm just working this out.
Oh, you're just catching on. Is that what you're saying? You're just a little slow. Lord. The short bus.
Yes, I'm the short bus guy. I gotta get some sound effects here in a minute.
Can't wait.
Yeah, there we go. Seriously.
Okay.
Say something funny.
I'm fresh out of funny stuff to say.
I feel better now.
Okay.
No, I'm just trying to think. You know, I didn't really think about the different paths each one of the parents took.
Because every time I said you liked him, you pointed out that he was a weekend dad.
Yeah, I kind of didn't like that. I didn't really, no, but he was barely there
a lot of the part. Every time he was, even though he just fed him French fries, he did stuff with his kids. He was active.
So you think if you're a part-time dad, you should just feed French fries? This is good to know.
No, I said even though he only fed him French fries, he went camping. Remember, they went swimming and they went camping and he was there.
Quality over whatever. You know, yeah. Yeah, well, no, not even quantity, but it's quality over just being, you know, well, maybe a little bit of quantity, just the length of time.
She never did anything with them except for marry guys and let them be subjected to
their
alcoholic abusive behavior.
So you don't like alcohol? Is that what you're saying, too?
Coupled with abuse now.
Okay, good. That's a good point. Yeah, good to couple that together and fill that out.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I hate the movie as much now that I've thought about it a little bit.
Oh, did I shed light on it for you?
I know. I think we collectively got to a different place. But I still... All right, so even with that, I think that's kind of an interesting take on it. But I don't know what it did to the kid. Because the kid is just himself still. He's living his own life. He's doing what he's doing. Right? He doesn't... He almost, and then the acting, I mean, you know, that's the big chance you take with these. If you take a kid when he's first, I don't know if he acted anywhere along the way, to this part, but he didn't seem like he was a very good actor, right?
No, he was not.
I mean, that's the problem. You take a chance on this, you get a kid, there's no telling he's going to be able to act when he's older. Right?
Well, yeah. No, he couldn't.
He didn't do a very good job. Neither did his sister.
No, but she wasn't in it as much as he was.
No. We kind of just debated a couple of people whether they were still in there, whether they were introduced early or not, but Ethan Hawke's wife.
Yeah, it wasn't the same person.
It was the same person.
It wasn't. Did you look it up?
I'm guaranteeing it's the same person.
It wasn't.
It was.
It was not.
I guarantee it was.
All right. Look it up.
She was introduced in the bowling alley.
It wasn't the same name.
All right. We'll have to. All right. That's one we'll have to hang out there.
Okay.
She said it wasn't. I said it was.
She's not.
Just for the record, I just want to put that down on paper. We'll come back to that at some point.
Maybe she is, but I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure.
I don't think so. Why would they change her hair color?
Oh, no. Here's the other thing. Women never change their hair. They don't do stuff like that. They never. They don't style it
didn't
differently.
It didn't look like her.
It looked exactly
and
like
plus,
her.
She didn't act like the Bible thumping person she was towards the end of the movie. She was in a bowling alley.
You never look like that when you're trying to suck people in.
Could be, but I don't think it was the same person. I don't.
She's backtracking. She doesn't want to be wrong in it. She doesn't like to be wrong. Just want to let you know.
I admit when I'm wrong.
Okay.
So
in week two, we'll go back to things that were wrong.
Week two? We're just getting through this.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Talking about week two.
Well, you get to pick the next one. I thought you had some stuff lined up.
You've got mail?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Fuck. I don't know if this is going to work out.
I mean, week
it's okay. It's, week three is great because we got Guardians of the Galaxy coming up.
Oh, yay.
You remember that greatest line ever?
Mm-hmm.
Kyle laughs at that. I laugh at that too.
We all laugh at that.
It's awesome. It really is. So, all right. So, okay. Let's do our. Wait. You know what? This is movie Cigars and a Brew. So I
haven't had a cigar in like 2 weeks. I mean, 2 months.
Yeah, I haven't had a cigar in a while. But what I have had is I brought a beer tonight, and I don't know if you're a big fan of it. Sierra Nevada's.
You brought it or bought it?
I brought it for us to have here, where we are. I bought it, but I brought it here.
Oh.
From the liquor store. I brought it and bought it.
Yeah. Into the recording studio.
Into the recording studio. Yeah. Yes. Which... finally, the bird over there is being quiet and not eating nuts. We're having the 2015 Beer Camp. It's a hoppy lager. So this is an IPL. An IPL. It's an India Pale Lager. You normally see IPAs, which is an ale. Not too often do they do lagers. One of the weird things about... she's looking at the bottle. She's trying to read all this. I'm just saying.
I'm just admiring the artwork.
No, it's awesome. It's Sierra Nevada. So the point is that normally when you get an IPA, you don't want it to sit for a while because the hops, the stuff that gives it its flavor, kind of diminishes over time. And one of the things about lagers is that there goes the phone. One of the things about lagers is that you age it for a long period of time. So it's like conflicting viewpoints that kind of get you into this thing. So this is kind of an interesting beer. I like it. So it's sort of a one and done. It's the 2015 version of it. But I'm not so sure that you thought it was that awesome. What do you think about it?
I think I was in the door for 3 minutes before you had it in my hand. Here, drink this.
Yeah, you're going to
talk. Drink this and talk.
All right, that's a little...
About what? Shut up. Drink it and talk.
No, you knew you were going to talk. I told you today. I said, we're going to talk.
Sure, I told you no.
No, you didn't. You said, okay.
I didn't think we were going to talk with microphones and...
Yes.
And
heads. Of course. You know what this whole deal is.
I thought we were going to talk like normal people.
We are talking like normal people.
Without this.
You got beer and you've got... you got.
I know. Have another. Have another.
It's all good.
Do you want more? You want a shot?
I never said that. I did get you to try. I did
shine out back.
I did want you to try the NG350, but you didn't want it. You tasted it, but you said it was better than this. So.
It is. You gave
here,
me
here. Take another taste of it. No, I did not. No, I'm not. Taste this. Taste it.
Here, have
another
this
taste.
Stuff in the bottle. I have this good stuff.
It's like in a wine bottle. Do you like it?
It's better than that.
You just don't like hoppy beers, then.
I do.
But there's nothing. Then that's exactly like every other hoppy beer.
I know, but you're holding out. You didn't even tell me you had this stuff.
This is actually a
better.
No, it's brewed with molasses. It's got molasses flavor.
I can taste it.
The NJ350. It's the Flying Fish. It's out of New Jersey. And the bird is ringing its bell.
Bird agrees with me.
The bird thinks it's
she
good.
She watched this whole thing go down.
She did. She saw me bring
she
the stuff
you
in too.
She saw me.
It's an English stock ale. So this is going to be a little milder. There's not a lot of hops. It's got molasses in it, so it's going to be a little sweeter. So and this is sort of like a collector's bottle. So I picked that up today
too.
Good.
You can add that to your collection.
I can because I can use that absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Along with the 750 others you have.
No, I'm going to be bottling beers.
I know.
You know what that's all about. Mm-hmm. So final verdicts on the beer and for the movie. What do you think?
Which one?
Either. Go for broke. Tell me about both. They both sucked.
The beer is fine. I wouldn't buy it. That the one you're drinking is fine. I would buy that.
The NJ350.
Yeah. This other beer camp thing, I wouldn't camp out that anytime soon.
Okay. And the movie? I mean, what do you think? You think it's going to do well in the Oscars? Because it's nominated for stuff.
No, I do not. I don't. I think it'll get a bean out. I do think the point was good, but don't we all know that already?
Yeah, so we didn't really say the point, but that's the last, 5 seconds of the movie, and you see it go to credits, and you almost feel like Sopranos. What just happened? And you're sort of relieved, and you're...
There was no climax. None.
But there was no story,
none.
Really.
There was no story. There was no climax. So
there was no tension. It was just... The problem for me was...
It was just the end.
You were just glad, and you were kind of glad about that, because you felt like you felt his life go over real time. And then there was a repetitiveness of...
You were glad that it was just over.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I agree with you. I completely agree with you.
All of that 3 hours just to get to that.
It seemed a little...
Hash brownies and a rock in the middle of the desert and...
Yes, and there was plot points in even what they did. We were saying, what didn't they just all meet each other like an hour ago? How is this like a thing, you know?
Yeah, his mom kicks him out. I believe it was get the fuck out.
Almost. And give me my picture back.
Yeah,
get out.
And leave the picture.
Yeah, leave the picture. He didn't want it.
I know.
Yeah. And she's in the...
And then he's in love with the...
Some new chick, yeah.
Dorm's mate's...
For the next 10 minutes.
Whatever she was.
Because he's got some pot in his mouth or something.
Hash brownies.
Yeah. And I mean, look, and honestly, I don't even feel like we're giving a thing away. When
there's
we
nothing,
say this,
there's nothing to give away
in this movie.
There's really nothing to give away.
There's nothing to give away.
If you have nothing better to do but
see real life,
poke sharp objects under your fingernails, you might want to check this movie out.
It's going to get. I think it's something you need to see. I think the only part that's interesting in it is watching.
There's
two
that
parts. All right, there's
out.
Two parts that's interesting. What she said, and also watching people sort of. Age over time, watching this kid grow up and his sister grow up. And other than that, there's no reason to really watch this. And that's why I didn't think it got that big a buzz when it came out. This is not a movie you want to go see in a movie theater. If you went and saw this in a movie theater, you'd be like, what the F?
I hope the popcorn was good.
Yeah, it would have been awful.
It would.
So,
it really would.
You know, anyway, I think that's our take on it. And I must say, I got to thank you for coming and talking to me tonight. Even though you didn't really want to. And she's going to do it again because she's not going to want to again.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
I can't
wait. You get to choose the next one.
Can we do it now, right now?
We can do the next one right now if you want. We'll cut this one off and do the next one.
Go right for it.
Go right for it. We're ready. We're warmed up.
I think we should. You've got mail. It's coming up. Oh, geez. It's coming up.
Or maybe we're not ready. I don't know about that. All right. So we'll talk to you again real soon.